Welcome to another episode of the Speaking of Afrobeat podcast. I'm Cokes. And if you are a new listener, welcome to this podcast. It's good to have you. If you're an old listener, welcome back. Welcome back. Today, I have with me a DJ, a producer, a music artist, number one producer, actually, let's be clear, music artist and A&R for Native Records. I have with me the one, the only, someone I would call the king of collaborations. In the studio today, I have Chido.
What's up, my hiding?
I'm good, babe.
You know, happy to be here finally.
Thank you. Finally. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for pulling up.
No problem.
Okay, so I will start this episode by saying, right?
Yeah.
There is an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. And if you want to go far, go together. After reading all there is to read about Trillo, that is why I would call him the king of collaborations. So now, going back to the beginning of your career,
yeah,
you started in church choir, didn't you? Like most of us, actually. I feel like 99% of the artists that I've had on a podcast were in a choir. I myself was actually in a choir too.
I was a drummer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was a drummer in church. Yeah. Like,
Did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Really?
Like, I still like drumming till today. Like, I really love drumming. So I think I just used to make a lot of noise with, like, you know, pen and pencil and everything. I love drumming. My mom just said, just to go to the choir people, I just said,
thank you.
Yeah, like, teach them how to drum. And I think it just became like natural to me. Like, no one really taught me. I'm just like a visual learner. You feel me? So like, I just see like how guys do stuff, and like, you know, I'll just be able to like do it. So
okay.
I think, you know, just drumming in church, and that was also like a big influence, because with the choir practices, I was learning more about, like, you know, chords. From there, and yeah,
you know, church. So did you see yourself in a music career at that time?
At that time, no, but I think eventually, yes. At that time, I wanted to be a pilot.
Normal.
I wanted to be a pilot, then it changed.
Because back then, you had to pick between doctor, engineer, pilot.
I wanted to be a pilot.
Something to make your...
At first, I wanted to be an astronaut, then I think I watched one movie. And it was Armageddon by Brasilis. I wore that thing and I saw that space. So I was like, I'll be pilot. Then Naju, because I watched a lot of Naju.
Okay.
Naju had aircraft investigation. I saw that thing. I said, I don't want to be a pilot anymore. So I think I just narrowed it down to like just something I love doing that would not like stress me. Because I feel like, you know, everyone should be doing something they love.
Absolutely.
Instead of, you know, being forced to do something just because they have to do it. You feel me? So music just came to me. So I think I just started chasing the music career from there.
Oh, makes sense. And you've been doing it since then.
Yeah.
Okay. And then in 2018,
mm-hmm.
You know what happened in 2018?
Yeah.
Okay. Your first album in 2018.
Yeah.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Yeah. What were you trying to do with that album?
So the first,
when you sat down and you thought, I'm going to make an album, what was it you were trying to, what was the message you were trying to send? What were you trying to put out into the world with that album?
I wanted to show guys that, like, a young chief from, like, Sweden can do it with, like, his friends. Because everyone featured on there are, like, my guys. You know, YP, Sonero, Netza. Like, all these guys are people that are going crazy right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I see what YP is doing. Netza just got a deal. Like, you know, a lot of stuff is going on with the people I work with then. So at that time, I was just like, yo, I'm in uni. I love music. I want to put out music, you know. Everything was just clicking at that time. It was, like, automatic. And, you know, like you said, I love collaborating. This just came easy with everyone I worked on there. And I put it on SoundCloud and it went crazy. And then from there, like, it was just It was insane, man. Like, literally.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the album. When I saw all the people that were on there, I was like, yeah, he's the king of collaborations. Like, you know how to do it because everyone just brings their best. And I feel like that's something that you don't get too much with collaborations, especially in Afrobeat. Now that it's popping off and there's, you know, the hip hop mix, it feels like sometimes you hear a song and you can just tell people were just pushed into the studio, like, go do something, you know? That enthusiasm to bring like your best self is not there, but that is the difference with when I hear people on your song. I know you've collaborated with Wani, Amore, Pretty Boy. Everyone literally will bring their best self.
Yeah, because I think just like, and that's another reason we started like 44DB. It was a appeal of me. I don't, music means so much to me that I don't play with it. You feel me? So I just wanted it to be like, I know what I'm trying to achieve. If this person can help with that, why not? You feel me? Like, most people think collaboration is competition now, man. Like, we can all eat from this thing. Guys just want to be performing. So for me, I'm just open to collaborating with, like, anyone, everyone. Like, it doesn't take anything from me. So I'm like, you know, why not? You get me? Why not?
And now going back to that first album, at any point when you were making that, did you feel like, what the hell am I doing? So basically, self-doubt. Did you ever have moments of self-doubt?
I think releasing, you know, that's one thing, like, it's like an artist dilemma. Releasing, thinking out how I'm going to promote it. And I think at a point it was just overwhelming because the music was ready. We just how, like, push it out there. But thankfully, like, you know, it got, like, some crazy, like, till today, I still don't even know how, like, they're playing on radio, they're playing, and I'm like, bro, like, you guys are really loving this. Yeah. And I'm like, you get me? So, like, sometimes I overthink a lot, and I think that, like, showed during, like, the post, you know, post-release, everything, but, you know, eventually, like, it worked out, so, you know, I'm thankful for that.
That's good. So, since your first album, you've had another one since then, Lucent. Again, there was a collaboration on there. There were collaborations on there.
Yeah.
And that is what I actually wanted us to have the conversation on, based on, you know, how do you bring artists, how do you get people to bring their best? So to me, where I go with that is usually when you're trying to put something together, I mean, you can kind of reach out to your guys and say, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that. Do you have ever get situations where someone gives you something and you're like, nah, do it again?
No more.
Okay. So how do you navigate that? Like, how do you deal with that? Like, you're working with your guys, but you also have, you know, bearing in mind that this is also like professional, and you have an image you want to go with. How do you navigate those situations?
I think I try my best to make them see the vision or see what, like, I have in my head without hindering their creative process, because there's some artists, you know, they have how they want to do things, but at the same time, I just try to make them comfortable on a track and, like, never force the vibes at all. So if, you know, they're leaning towards this and it's something I'm not leaning towards, I just let them know, like, maybe the idea is fire, maybe the melody is fire, but I don't like the songwriting.
Okay.
Like, I'll just, like, tell them, you know, maybe just do it, like, straight like this. So, like, I'm very, very hands-on in the music, like, I think is the best way to, like, deliver, like, a proper product.
Okay. And speaking of, like, how hands-on you are, do you also write?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. You do?
I write.
Oh, nice. I write. So you're basically like a 360, like, all-rounder.
Yeah.
So you write, you sing, you produce.
Produce, engineer,
everything. Very rare breed of people like you. But that's good. So how is the reception? Like, when you give people that kind of feedback and you say, okay, no, do it again, how do artists usually take that?
I mean, thankfully, like, you know, based on, like, respect, like, you understand that, you know, maybe seeing something I don't see.
Okay.
You know, there's some artists I don't have to do that with, because I know that, like, we're on the same wavelength, but, like, there are also some artists that I have to, like, you know, guide through. But, like, it's a smooth process, you know. If it's something they can't do on that beat, we try another beat. You know, we try another record, like simple, and I'll just give that beat they couldn't work on to someone else. So okay. It's like, it's just a very smooth process. And like I said, I try my best not to like hinder artist creativity, because they have delicate egos, you feel me? So you just have to like know how to handle
the artist problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So music is also people management. Like, you also know how to handle guys. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, interesting. So do you ever look at an artist and think, this is what you'd be good for?
Yeah.
Or do they feel like, because these days, what we're seeing is artists, what I'm noticing is artists, a lot of artists are shying away from the Afrobeats label, right? Because they feel like it's limiting, right? But I actually think Afrobeats is quite free as a genre, because everything falls on the Afrobeats. And I've said it before when I was doing my launch, you know, at the launch, in the very first episode, even classical music, Afrobeats is responsible for almost all genres that we are hearing now. Right down to classical music. I feel like Afrobeats has a hand in that. I've not been able to tell people, to give people that connection. I'm still working on it, but I know it's there. There's a link there. So I feel like it's quite free. So where I'm going with that is, do you ever see an artist and feel like, this is the genre you'd be good for? Like, you're really good for this or you're really good for that. Does that ever happen?
So I don't try to box guys, because sometimes they can wake up and want to hop on a trap beat. You feel me? Like, I just, you know, I just move on vibes. Like when I'm in a session, I just play a couple different stuff. Like, they would like not normally try and hop on. I just try, like, just push them to, you know, to like, you know, yo, let's try this, let's do this, let's do that. So it's a piece of like, yeah, we get it. Like, Afrobeats, artists don't like to be boxed. But at the same time, I feel like guys should, like, not shit on the name. At the same time, like, we get, if you want to do R&B, fam, do it. If you want to do reggae, do it. I also get how artists feel like when they tag them like Afrobeats artists, because some people feel like they're more than that, and they are actually. Right. So, you know, it's a feel of like, maybe not shit on the genre, and like just actually do what you're trying to do.
Oh, yes,
just label
it. Yes, very much.
The world will always classify anything, or like mostly classify anything that comes out from like Nigeria, West Africa as Afrobeats, because it's just like the global, that's how they see it.
Right.
You feel me? But, you know, they're trying to change it up. I fuck with that. Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah. So do you feel like Afrobeats is in a space where it's a bit stale? Because at the moment, it feels like that to me. It feels like we've gotten to this point where we're not experimenting enough.
Yeah, lockdown.
Right. Lockdown. And it's now commercializing, and we're just trying to... Artists are these days trying to just produce what people are gonna.
Yeah, that's gonna make commercial records.
Right, exactly. I feel like that's getting us to a place where we're getting boxed in, we're getting stale. Yeah, there's a lot of the same thing over and over and over again.
The sound is becoming like the same. I agree with that. You know, I think any producer will feel that same way. But at the same time, most times, you know, everyone on the producer, it's what the artist is in their contract. They have to deliver this thing. And some labels, they want to be in log drums, and you know. Like, I can't really blame them, man.
Really?
Yeah, I can't really blame them.
So, do you ever, like, even though the artist is like, this is what I want, are you ever like, guy, maybe you don't, maybe...
No, I mean, if that's what they want, I just try and spice it up.
Okay.
I just try and do something different.
Okay.
Because everyone is doing the same thing. I just try my best to spice it up while, you know, still giving them what they want. Because, you know, it's, like, me, honestly, like, for me, I don't know about like any other producer, but for me, I love to like push myself to like do my best, you know, see how I can make this better, see how I can, you know, just spice it up, add my beats, like, okay. That's what I do.
What's the craziest mix you've done till date? Because you've tried everything, right? You've tried drill.
Yeah.
You've done R&B.
I think Declan Rice.
Really?
Because it's a different bounce, man. Like, it's something that, you know, a lot of Nigerians haven't heard before, like that type of song. And seeing how far it went, it was still crazy to me, because, you know, it's something, you know, at first we weren't really sure about it, but shout out OD.
Right.
Like, we saw the vision and shit, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't like your guy, Odu.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably plays into why I did not like the song at first, right? I don't like your friend.
Right.
Let's just put that out there, right? But it's interesting that it did catch on. And there are some songs like Declan Rice, what's this one? Taves is Folake. That to me is showing that people are ready for a new sound.
Yeah,
you know, people do want something slightly different. It just has to be good.
And shout out Taves, you know, he's like one of those artists people try and box as an Afrobeat artist, but he does more. I like how he proved that with Folake, you feel me? Mm-hmm. That's like it has a 90s R&B bounce to it, but it's still home. Like Nigerians can still sing it.
But I was like, I was still call Folake Afrobeat.
You get me?
Right? Like, to me, that's still Afrobeat. And that is just like Afrobeat is so freeing.
Yeah, like
because it's like you can do anything. Afropop, Afrofusion, Afro Reggae, Afro Drill, Afro Rap, like you can still have the Afro element to it, but pretty much just branch into any other genre that you can, you know, you want to do.
Yeah,
I would still call Folake Afrobeat. Declan Rice, it was a new sound, so it was interesting to hear for me as a listener.
Yeah.
It was interesting. And I felt like with time, when people started to like it, it's like, okay, I mean, I like that people like it. Still personally, not for me, but I like that people like it. And I want to see more of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, where do you see Afrobeats going in terms of direction in the future? Do you see us branching out and trying new things? Like, what ways do you feel like it could benefit the genre?
For sure. I think Afrobeats, just off of this, whatever phase we're in right now, I feel we're going to experiment more and start to see different stuff. Because when people wake up and realize, man, what are we doing? You get me? There are whole different pockets you can enter and still bring you home. And they'll find their bags easily. So it's like, I think in the future of like, you know, the genre, I feel like more people will like do what they actually want to do, experiment more, work with like more foreign collaborations, you know, just stuff to spice up the genre, bring some light to the genre and its sub genres, if you understand. Know, so.
You know what I want you to try next time in the studio? I need the Afro classical beats. I need some Beethoven. Afro Beethoven
or Afro beats is crazy.
I want to hear it. Don't you feel like it could really do something?
Please,
I want to hear some Afro Beethoven.
Afro Beethoven.
Something Afro classical music, Afro country. And it's great that, what's it called? This boy.
No, Vanya and I have done something like that.
Oh, yes?
Yeah,
Afro country. I want to hear it. Some baby lock them doors. Afro, like, beat would really.
It's really crazy.
I want to hear that. But the other side of branching out for me with Afrobeat is the fact that I kind of get scared sometimes. Like, we could lose it. Do you see that happening? Do you see Afrobeat getting to a point where it's like, that's not what it is? Because I have seen like one or two like Koreans doing Afrobeat, you know. Do you see us getting to that point where it's like it can be taken away from us?
I think guys can try and remake it, but they won't just have the grittiness. They won't have that. There's a difference when you do it from night, you get me?
Mm.
Like, it's different when it sounds come, because now we experience this thing. Now we know the traffic, where we enter before going to studio.
Right.
Like, you know, all of that, all those emotions put in the beat. Like, you guys can do it from, Nigerians are making drill, Nigerians are making hip-hop. Some people say doesn't sound like as Americans do it. But, and I think it's the same thing for Afrobeats. You know, shout out, if the Koreans want to do it, they can do it. But it won't just be the same.
It won't. You can replicate, but you can't really you can copy, but you can't do we do.
You can.
And I was actually having a thought recently that with time, where I see Afrobeat going is that it will become more indigenous. So you see more of like guys like Asake, and that is what will signify the more authentic Afrobeat.
Like, see the Apala disco stuff that's popping. Funny enough, Terry Apala has been doing it since. But,
really?
You know,
as long as Q-Dot has been doing it.
So like the way I see it, shout out Q-Dot, man. Mm. Q-Dot has been doing it
for a minute.
Apala too has been doing it from like, you know, that Fuji if you like using the Fuji voice. And me, because basically I'm a Yoruba guy, so I love if I have Fuji on a bounce like that, I'm like, it's beautiful. So you know, a lot of boys are gonna come, a lot of girls are gonna come out, you know, that actually, you know, bringing it back home. I'm gonna see with, you know, from all the tribes. Now I was on TikTok the other day, I saw someone rapping in like, you know, song from Calabar rapping and bringing native language and stuff, and it was crazy.
And it was good.
It was going, and I'm like, you know, we're gonna see a lot of people coming up with this. You feel me? Coming up with this, and hopefully we give them the platform, and you know, they all eat from it.
So taking this back to collaborating and exploring and trying new sounds. Mm-hmm. So far, from what I've listened to in Afrobeats, I have spotted some music pairs that really, really work.
Yeah.
Now, some of those people, right? Budge and Ajebota, really great together. Odusi and also Amadi, they get in the studio and they make magic.
Mm-hmm.
World and SARS.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey and SARS also, and Simi and Tiwa Savage, right? Are there any other pairs that you feel like will do really great together in Afrobeats? Like, what are two artists that you will pull together?
That I'll put together?
Yeah.
Wani and Buju, I know they have a record out, but I feel like it would definitely...
Yeah.
I would say Benson. Wani and Benson.
Okay.
I think that's actually a very, you know, tough question.
I feel like
Robito and Gazi. Robito and Gazi too.
Robito
and Gazi. I think Santi. And Rema. Santi and Rema are cook. Sometimes I'm out cook for sure. Sometimes I'm out
cook
for sure. Brenda.
What's it called? Ayasta and Shea Vibes.
Going.
What do you think?
Going.
What do you think? Ayasta and Shea Vibes. Like something will come out of there.
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
I just can't wait to hear
it.
They just dropped. They just dropped.
No way.
Like,
was it good? I'm
good. I love it.
See, I knew it. I literally did not even know when I said that.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
Who else?
Santi's one artist that I feel like anyone can, like, real powerful. Santi and Brenna are good. Wiz and Rema.
I got to say that.
They have one jam. Rema did backing vocals, but it was so good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising me.
It was
so
good.
Who else would I put together?
When it comes to producer and artist, I think P Prime and CK can cook if they link
yes.
up.
Oh, you know who was a very unlikely mix that unlikely pair that I are great. Olamide and CK.
Going.
Very surprising.
Trumpets.
Like, yo, very,
trumpet.
Very shocking.
I love like,
did
nowadays.
You ever, did you see it?
I saw the video. I love it.
Would you have put them together, though?
Normally, nah.
Right. So it was very,
that's what I love when they dropped the other one. Like, right? It's, you know, and that's why I'm happy collaboration.
Yeah.
Like, you know, collaboration is the key to a lot of things because it shows people, yo, let me just this thing I can't do type shit. Like, I can't sound... Bring an Afro record, I rap on it. You get me? Like, it just shows, like,
the possibilities are endless.
It's crazy.
Really. Like, you can do anything and everything.
Who else
do I think would be great together? Now we're doing unlikely pairs.
Unlikely pairs.
People that you would never have thought to put together. Let me put it out the air. Who do we have?
I think Azansi.
And who?
I think Azansi and Olamide.
Oh.
I think it can go.
You think?
I think it can go.
It'd be interesting.
It's very interesting.
What kind of beat would you put them on?
Let me see now.
Where would you put them?
But I can see.
You see it happening. Yeah. Azanti and Olamide.
I can see something happening. Thames. That guitar track is crazy, by the way.
Which one?
Love Me Did
It. It is. I love what she did with it. It's brought like new life to it. I love remix. When remix go really well, it really is something. I love remix. Nice. Who would I put Thames with? Let me see. Thames and actually done something with them, Shea Vibes before.
No.
She should.
It turns out Shea Vibes record. I would want to see that.
I would like to see. But those are the ones that are really like promising. Those are the ones that are really rewarded. Those are the ones that are
something. I'm a Shea Vibes, I'm Shea Vibes fan.
Me not so much. Don't know behind the camera. Upset.
That's my
me
dog.
Not so much, but Shea Vibes and Thames will be great.
Yeah.
That should really, they will do something. But I really feel like people should give Afrobeats more flowers. I want to bring more people into Afrobeats, and that's also what my podcast, Speaking of Afrobeats, is about.
Yeah.
Showing the world that Afrobeats is more than just Afropop. It's more than just Afrofusion. There's so much more to it. It's such a freeing genre. It breaks my heart most of the time. It breaks my heart, actually, all the time. When I see people or I hear people that are like, you know, I'm not Afro nothing, bitch. Like, come on. Like, this is home, you know?
Yeah.
This is a thing that started... That gave everything. Us that platform. This is the thing that started everything. And that's why I like these type of conversations where we can, like, show people, you know... There's freedom in Afrobeats. You can, and I get artists don't want to be boxed in, but you can do so much. And also, it gives you, it's a sense of identity to me. People know where to put you, although it's not great for them to limit you to that thing, but they know at least something to identify you with. And then from there, you can explore so many other sounds.
Yeah.
So that is why I really wanted to have a conversation with you today. And I feel like we've had these pairings and, you know, people come out of it. And I don't know whose management I need to reach out to make it happen. Who do I need to beg? Like, please, let's do this.
Yeah.
So to round up today's episode,
yeah. We
are going to play a game. Okay, I'm going to explain what the game is. About.
No need to test. Let's go.
Confident. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Cocky. All right. So, this game, do I have a name for it yet? It's called Guess the Song, right?
Yeah, guess
so,
the song.
I have like a bunch of lyrics, Afrobeat songs in here. So, what you're going to do is you'll pick out one, like you just pick out one of it, you read out the lyrics, and then you guess what song it is. By the way, I cannot lose on my turf. I'm very competitive. Starting. Okay, so now we started the game, right? I've explained the rules. Each of us, we take turns to pick out the lyric, we read it, and guess which song it's from. If you miss it, if I miss it, myself and Dodo will drink. Dodo's behind the camera.
Perfect.
And if
True misses,
True misses
Johnson,
it, True and Johnson.
44.
44.
Performance of Speaking of Afrobeats.
Yes. So it's a team thing now.
Yes.
We're team SOA versus team 44 DB. Let's go.
Let's go. Nice. Let me go with this. Everybody, hey, enough for Fizzy. Take a busy. It's a lavari, baby.
What song is that?
What's the song? Wait, wait.
Oh, fuck.
What was it?
Ah, fuck.
But
yeah, let's go.
All right, my turn.
30 seconds.
Don't ever leave me lonely. Without you, girl, my life is incomplete. It's Paul Play. My, take it to the. It's Paul Play. Angel of my life.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck. Yes. Oh my God. Thank you, brain. Woo.
Damn.
Woo. That was close.
Yeah.
Ah.
Nah. Premium. This one is like old. Big.
All right.
Baby JB.
It's Trill's turn.
All right. Baby girl, I don't say that. I don't say that I mean. After the show, at the party for my room.
Two Face.
Fuck, that actually sounds very familiar.
Ginger.
Oh, I know it. It's P Square. Do me.
Yes.
Thank you. It's P Square. God bless you.
We can't see it again.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even want
it
to progress.
Try now. Give him something.
He never tried.
Give him something. Okay.
But now, I go chest on.
Okay,
but,
yeah. So now. I don't need to spend my cash because my swag's not hard to see. I have no idea.
That's not fair, though.
Whiskey.
Referee.
What's that name?
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
You see me drive. Hold on, boy.
30 seconds.
You got it.
You got that tissue. You got that tissue.
When you see me drive by, hold on, boy.
We're supposed to buy beans. We're gonna serve you this.
No idea.
I have no idea.
Because if I catch you, I will take this from you.
Oh, okay. Come on, you guys.
It's. Because if I catch you, I take you slowly.
I'm sorry. P-Square.
Do me. No. Temptation. Uh-huh. Fuck.
Jing.
But I don't know this song. Busybody.
Many kele carry something way there in that. Oh, but your own is bigger.
They are cheating.
It's Olamide Ginger. Thank you.
It's two one. Yeah.
Johnson is picking for Sim 44.
This guy. You guys are cool, so I mean. IP has not gotten even one name.
Which one? Did you get it? Okay. We're still going.
All right, me, I'm picking it this time.
We're still going. No one's winning. Oh, yeah, now.
30 seconds on the clock.
Oh, yeah.
30 seconds on the clock starting.
Our last round.
This is the last round, and we start now.
AP kicking. My rolling and ticking. Charlie Bobby.
No, that's Skepta and Portable.
Skepta and Portable, 21 Tower! Let's go! No way!
Alright.
No way, you got one!
Think now.
When I think of you, all I see is your smile.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. How many seconds? Abby, how many seconds?
When I think of you, let me sing it. What is the song?
You have 10 more seconds.
When I think of you, all I see is your smile.
Oh, Tilo. Fuck. Another round.
And that's my fucking favorite song. Why am I?
This is not me, man.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, 44, picking one for 44. Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah, go here.
Which one?
Drop it. You're not putting it.
Are we gonna allow that?
Come here.
Get it.
I'm rioting. Wait. Come here. Bring this here.
20 seconds left.
Which one? Wait, I'm on Nigerian me. That green, 10. That green. I'm on Nigerian me. Nigerian on BBC. Nigerian medical community, ABC. Kondo. No, not Kondo. Fuck. It's time, that green. It's time, that green.
Bowie song. Okay.
Pogo.
That
green Pogo.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the girls.
That's before it starts spreading.
12:30, use boat, no flights. She locates my location. Sensational, Abobi, Odumodu Black. Just leave me alone.
30 seconds.
Sensational, Abobi conditioner, really, really practitioner. It's perfect to use, but no flies.
Where's the shot? Where's the shot? 30 seconds off,
man. You guys can't do that. You're distracting me.
Fast. Charlie Poppy.
Don't worry, I'll drink with you. I'll not finish my own, but I'll drink with you.
Okay, you know what? No, I object. I'm gonna tell you the grounds I object on. Jones is not allowed to speak when I'm trying to remember. You're distracting me.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to speak. I object on those grounds. On those grounds. I object on those grounds. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is that so? Is that so?
Yeah, like, I need to do it. I'll do it.
Because you were singing this.
And I was going, exactly.
You already getting it before you started. Like,
and you just distracted me. Okay.
So I'm the bad guy now.
Literally, 100%. Okay.
I object to. Don't be so. Don't be so. Don't be so. They don't want to say y'all nigga win. But I love this.
Okay, alright. I lost it. I'll concede.
That's it. So
I'll concede. I'm
going to speak of Afrobeats, right?
Alright.
This brand is strong, man. Hey. Till I take your origin.
Yo, disgusting. Okay, so that was the end of the game session on this episode of Speaking of Afrobeats. It was amazing having Trill in the studio with me. Thank you guys so much for watching, for listening. Go check out this episode on Spotify, YouTube, everywhere else you get your podcast from. It has been such a wonderful time talking to Trill about Afrobeats, having this lovely conversation on this amazing genre. Thank you so much to you, Trill, for coming.
No problem.
I had such a fun time. Did you have fun?
These guys, they cheated. They cheated.
We won.
They cheated.
Well, no, we had such a good time. Thank you guys so much for watching, for listening. I cannot wait to be back with another episode of Speaking of Afrobeats. Stay with me, and I will see you next time. Bye, guys.